We have talked about the emotions and how the emotions should be controlled and purified so that we don't take all the emotional garbage into the heart chakra, the fourth, the anahata. That is very important, that we keep our heart as clear as possible and as elevated as possible. We may use an old term saying pure, the pure in heart. And the question is, what would we mean by that? Because it relates also to the pure in mind. It means to have great compassion, to plan, but not exclusively for oneself, but incorporate others. You may have a beautiful house, but if you make it also home for others, then you may as well enjoy it. You may have a car, but if somebody needs a lift, then you'll be willing to give it. You may enjoy that too. It is this exclusiveness, that greed, only me and me only, that really stands in the way. And it's for that reason that renunciation comes into the picture and is requested from way ages back by the old gurus to renounce all those attachments that keep us bound and keep us so egocentric as nothing other in the world would exist. So let us be truly pure of heart. Think about it. Find out what you mean by it. And then make some sort of a decision in yourself. I will not do this or that anymore. I will go over my greediness, my jealousy, my possessiveness, because it doesn't appeal to me even to be that way. This fourth chakra now controls touch. And when I say control, I mean it's the power of Shakti, or Shakti, the power that now regulates or controls touch. How does it do that? Because we have also a still small voice within ourselves that it's not right, you shouldn't do that. Or you have made a false promise, and that is not right. You must keep your promises. You must be dependable. You must not even pretend to fulfill your promise when you know that you are on a teeter-totter, undecided, if you really want to keep your promise or not. You see, and that should also extend to children, particularly. How can they have confidence in the world of grown-ups around them when they realize early enough in their lives, no, they can depend on the promises. Be careful. And don't hesitate to say, I make this promise to you. Should I forget, please do remind me. I don't want to have unfulfilled promises following me to the day I will die, because I like to die in peace and with no regrets. And remember, sex, birth, and death are a unit, and you cannot escape it. So each time that you are paying more attention to the development of any of your senses, don't forget the previous ones. And particularly, the tremendous Shakti power of sex. It will change. Has it changed? The promises you kept to yourself, made to yourself, will you keep them going? Will you be truly a pure of heart? Can you see a person as a human being without differentiation, it's a male or a female? We want to get out of the ditch that we have been kept through our own ignorance and sometimes even intentional ignorance. Remember, we talked about intentional blindness? Well, it's the same. Just allow yourself to reflect off yourself what you find out, what you have done in a day. So if you can feel that you have shown understanding, how can you do this? By growing wisdom, by allowing wisdom to enter you. And wisdom comes from many sources, from your experience, from your struggle to understand what sometimes seems to be very ununderstandable, very difficult. So that will be helpful, because you will understand yourself and you will see that you don't want, with old habits and detrimental characteristics, that you don't want them to follow throughout your life.